Let's go to that story now, the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. Father Aidan Troy is based in Paris. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
When did you first become aware last night that something was happening?
We were having a meeting here last night in St. Joseph's Parish, where I live, of the Pastoral Council, and just as people were coming in about 7:30, we'd already heard that there was something, and with phones nowadays, we're able to see some of the horrendous pictures coming through. So when the meeting was over, I went down to Notre Dame. I was there till about midnight, just standing, you know, seeing this amazing sight. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of others along by the river, just looking at something that, you know, I'm just 10 years here since I left Belfast.
Yeah.
And, you know, it became part, you know, I can see the Eiffel Tower, I can see the Arc de Triomphe, and Notre Dame was one of those iconic places. And it was also a church that I would have used quite significantly. But I was due to be at Mass there tomorrow evening for Holy Week. So, yeah, it was just very sad to see it last night.
Yeah, and while you were there, did you witness the singing, the people that had gathered at the cathedral?
No, that I can't truthfully say. I saw it obviously on various live streams. What I noticed was, and it was at that time, maybe that might have been that, it was predominantly younger people, and it was just one of those silences. And I noticed a lot of people just standing there. And on the train, on the metro on the way back, normally people would be looking at various, you know, games and video things on their phones.
Yeah.
Really, everybody seemed, the bit I could see in the carriage I was in, was live streaming the news just to get the latest. And I thought that was an extraordinary thing, that it wasn't just like, we say, all the Catholics were going down. People, humanity was standing saying, we're losing something now before our eyes. That was a sense I got of it anyway.
13 million people visit that cathedral every
That's
year.
Right.
It's an incredible amount, much more than the Eiffel Tower, over a million a month. So it's incredibly popular with tourists, but also people in the area.
Yeah, I think that's the extraordinary thing. And it's still it's still a working parish. And yet, while anything's going on, the doors are never closed and said, you can't come in. And people stream around the sides. The centre can be as quiet as you want. There's all sorts of photography and all going on. And the great thing I see about it too, Vinny, is this, that it's those 13, 14 million, nobody's asked at the door, what's your religion? Do you want to commit? You know, like, once you're not there for a wrong purpose, everybody of all religions and none. And this morning I was looking at some tweets, the Muslim community, the Jewish community, all saying we're standing solidly with those who have lost Notre Dame, because we've all lost Notre Dame. And I think that's why so many people go to it, because it belongs to everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody owns it.
Firefighters did manage to save the main stone structure. It's still in place, and the two towers. But the spire, of course, many will have seen that in the news as that toppled in on top of the roof. I think one thing that we should be grateful for, Father, is that no one died in this. And it was such a huge fire. It could have led to real tragedy, the loss of life.
I think that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, even though I don't mean this in a wrong way, it can be restored, but one life lost. There is one firefighter was seriously. But other than that, imagine if it had been later in Holy Week and we just say it was packed with tourists and maybe an elaborate ceremony going on. The evacuation would have been certainly problematic, to put it mildly. And there, in God is good, no life has been lost. And that is more important to me than anything else.
Father Aidan Troy, thank you. I'm sure we'll all follow this story as they try and find out what actually started the fire at the Notre Dame in Paris.